From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It has been another day of sweltering heat in the West. From Seattle to San Diego, record temperatures are putting a huge strain on power generators as people crank up their fans and air conditioners. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the biggest problems have been in California. The state has suffered through more than a week of triple-digit temperatures.
California is sweating, and beating the heat is just about all anyone here talks about. In LA's San Fernando Valley, one community saw thermometers hit 119 degrees, an all-time record. Combine that with unusually high humidity and very little nighttime cooling, and Los Angeles has felt more like Houston. Today, as forecasters promised another scorcher, tourists and locals headed to Venice Beach hoping for a breather. Along the boardwalk, sidewalk artists like Lewis Jones have been melting in the sun.
You said a heat wave. Too damn hot. Too hot, babe.
Among the sidewalk musicians and henna tattoo artists is Dennis Reed, a beachside astrologer.
How hot has it been for you?
It's so hot that I have to come down here to the beach. And, you know, it's luckily we got the ocean breeze out here. Yeah, you're not going to find a cooler spot in LA right now. If you go back further into L.A., your tires might start melting because it's so hot. Yeah, it's blazing. Yeah, I could bake a cake in my car. That's how hot it is.
Statewide, at least 30 deaths have been linked to the heat over the past week and a half. In Central California, where daytime highs have exceeded 110 degrees, Fresno County authorities counted a dozen victims, most of them elderly. The danger rises with the possibility of widespread power outages as air conditioners and fans push the state's power grid to the brink. Thousands of Californians from one end of the state to the other have already lost electricity, some for a few hours, some for days. Today, the people in charge of California's power grid said rolling blackouts may happen statewide if power demands soar. But the governor's spokesperson, Margita Thompson, said so far the system hasn't failed.
What's really important to remember is that this is an unprecedented heat wave. We've been very fortunate in that we've been able to meet the energy needs of the state.
California hasn't seen a kilowatt crunch like this since the infamous power crisis of 2000, which was a driving force behind the recall of then-Governor Gray Davis. In the years since, the state has dramatically increased its supply of electricity, but the demand for power here has also soared. Thousands of new homes and businesses have sprung up, even in the desert. Many of the new homes are energy efficient, but they're also big and filled with lots of things that soak up electricity.
Electric systems are not designed to handle extreme prolonged heat waves. It simply would be too expensive to create a gold-plated, bulletproof electric system that can handle anything.
Michael Shames heads the Utility Consumers Action Network, a watchdog group that keeps close tabs on California's power industry. He says the state's recent power problems don't signal a major meltdown, but instead point to a problem that lots of states now face.
Essentially, California is no worse off and probably no better off than most of the states in the country when it comes to energy planning. We're no longer the poster child of how not to do energy planning. We've sort of fixed many of the problems, although not all of the problems, associated with the deregulation debacle of 2000-2001. But we have some severe challenges ahead of us, and potential blackouts are a very real possibility if this heat wave continues.
Back at the Venice Boardwalk, vendors Lewis Jones, Dennis Swift, and Courtney Welton say even the beach offers just so much relief.
So what do you do to keep cool?
We can't do nothing but take it and drink a lot of water, that's all.
Girl, I had to get myself a real big umbrella just for this heat wave.
Hardly wear anything, that's the key too. It's so hot, I'm like, I don't even care, I don't want to wear anything.
The good news is forecasters say temperatures across California should at least drop below 100 by the end of the week. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.